You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm standing here at the Green Build Show with Jeff West, who's at Shaw Industries, is the Director of Sustainability for the Commercial Division. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So we're here at the first day of Green Build, the first morning, actually. So I wonder if you just, for our listeners, run us through some of your key message points.
Okay, sure. Well, today, really, the biggest thing with Shaw, and we're all showing together, we have residential, commercial, all of our brands in one, and the biggest thing we're talking about is our new core position. And I won't read the whole thing, but essentially it says that sustainability through innovation, and that's the green edge. And it's really about driving sustainability through innovation in our products, in our processes, and everything we do. And then from there we talk about kind of how we're our structure, and we have really three pillars that support what we do in sustainability. And those three pillars, one is environmental excellence, really speaks to how our processes work. It speaks to you know, some of our energy goals, our water reduction goals, our waste reduction. And then we have our social responsibility, and social responsibility really speaks to our interaction with our community and to different processes internally, such as diversity. We also, the other thing is really about products, and at the end of the day, that's what we do, is make products, and we spend a lot of time here in the booth talking about those products. And from a product standpoint, we talk a lot about cradle-to-cradle and that cradle-to-cradle design process, but it doesn't just stop there. I mean, we have, you know, carpet products. We have, it's not just carpet, it's flooring. So we have our wood products. We talk about our Epic hardwood. And then another thing that we really focus a lot in addition to products is reclamation. You know, in my discussions with customers already last night and then a little bit this morning, but just in travels, reclamation is a big issue. I mean, carpet, so many pounds of carpet's coming off the floor every year, and what we're doing with that material and the fact that we're designing products such as EcoWorks backing, Eco Solution Q, fiber, and other materials that we can actually turn it into a closed loop process, that we can take material, we can make it, and then we design it for the future, and then when it through with its useful life, it can be taken back, collected through our environmental guarantee, and then it can be reprocessed into more product. And I think at the end of the day, that's something that's really important to our clients and something that we're going to really focus on the next few days.
So with, you know, we all know about Evergreen. We know about EcoWorks. I mean, most of the listeners, I think, know that, you know, Shaw's core messages. So, I mean, you're the largest producer of carpet in the world, and you have a process, you've been developing processes where you're able to take carpet after its usable life in a commercial setting or and you're moving toward possibly even in a residential setting, and be able to take that carpet, take the nylon, and turn it back into the raw materials and make new nylon out of it, and do a similar thing, I guess, with the backing, the EcoWorks backing. Is that right?
That's right. With the backing, we bring it back to our Cartersville facility. And one thing that the listeners may not be aware of, we have an environmental guarantee, which essentially says if someone purchases EcoWorks, there's a telephone number on the back, they can simply call us, as long as they meet the minimum threshold, they can call us and we come pick it up free of charge. We've recently increased that or enhanced that to include Canada and Mexico. The minimum goes up a little bit, but we'll bring those material back. And furthermore, we now have an agreement that will go even to Australia, to Asia, to anywhere in the world. From any port city, we will deliver at our cost back to Shaw the EcoWorks material back to our facility and reprocess it. And the reason we can do that is simply, I mean, it's not a much of a donation or a service as it is, it's bringing more raw material back into our service that we can reprocess for more.
So on your commercial products, you have a 1-800 take-back program, and you actually print the number on the back of the product.
That's correct.
And, you know, one of the things people have got to wonder is that with, you know, the price of oil going from 140 all the way back down to, you know, below 60, when it was up high, obviously bringing those materials back made sense, but you're going to continue to go with this program now, even though you can possibly build this product out of virgin materials for less.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's depending on what process, but I mean, again, even with our, and doing some work on this environmental guarantee, even though the price of oil has certainly gone down, it actually influences the price of diesel and the transportation costs significantly as well. So even though our raw material processes over time, you know, should hopefully fall as the raw materials have fallen. But the other processing costs and material that brings that back has also fallen. So in the end of the day, what will shake out a year from now, we're not exactly sure. But what we do know is that we're absolutely committed to this reclamation program. And furthermore, we know that economic cycles happen, and we're planning on the future. And so we're going to make sure that we continue to invest in materials, whether it be in processes, whether it be in Evergreen or EcoWorks. We've had, we've been running Evergreen now for almost 2 years.
Which is 120. I mean, if you had to build that tomorrow, that's a $120 million plant you have in Augusta, Georgia.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, and you also have this waste-to-energy plant for Plant 80.
Plant 81, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys are definitely walking the walk. And, for people that can't see, obviously it's a radio conversation, but people who can't see, you're right here at the, you walk down the escalator, front door of the Greenbelt Conference, mm-hmm. and there's Shaw Industries. Mm-hmm. So it's an excellent location. You guys have been, you've displayed at this show since the beginning.
Since the beginning, yeah. We had obviously we've expanded, and we've now, all the brands are together.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we have been involved through the whole process. And really, we're happy to see. I mean, they're expecting around 30,000 people. It's amazing since the first show, which I think was in 2003 in Austin.
Yeah.
And there was, just a couple thousand or a few people in that, and to see how it's grown in this amount of time is really amazing.
What are they anticipating for attendance now?
I believe 30,000. I had someone from USGBC in last night, and they were expecting around 30,000.
Okay, so that's
23,000 last year. So even I think at one point they'd expected 35, and I think they revised it a little bit with the economic situation.
Okay, and it was in Chicago last year.
It was in Chicago,
yeah.
Correct.
Which is somewhat of a pocket of designers. It's probably too soon to tell, but as far as the people that are coming into the booth, do you think it's mostly going to be on the design side, the facility management side, or?
It's really shifted. Back 4 or 5 years ago, it was almost all on the specifier side. Mm-hmm. We see a lot, and we did last year, we see end users, specifiers, NGOs, consultants, really anyone that's focused on green buildings in here. And you can see by the exhibitors, too. I mean, the exhibit space has grown tremendously over the years, and you see a lot of exhibits instead of just more commercial-driven, you see a lot of residential. And we see a lot of residential here, even residential builders in our space as well.
Oh, actually, I'm encouraged to see the change, the dynamic change in the type of exhibitors here. You know, like you say, in Austin in 2003, there were a lot. Flooring people got jumped onto this whole green building message early, and I think they were probably the anchor tenants in that first year. And
yeah.
There's still plenty of major flooring companies here, but you're starting to see more solar panel, more
sure.
waterless bathroom receptacles,
yeah.
and,
mm-hmm.
and those kind of things. So, you're starting to see a wider range of building materials.
Sure.
Well, Jeff, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Jeff West, who's, as we said earlier, is the Director of Sustainability for Shaw's Commercial Division, and you're listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.